All right, Kayla Russell, hey, first of all, I'm just glad you're okay, because when you went down, you're grabbing your arm and elbow, and I'm like, there goes his GNCC title. So I'm glad you rode off and you seem okay.
Yeah, no, no, I just, you know, it's the rear tire just augured into me and ate me up, and just it hit me like right in the funny bone. My whole arm went numb, and I was like, oh, and I knocked the wind out of myself too, because the bike literally just drove me into the ground and landed right on top of me. And it was just a silly mistake. And
let's blame Barsha.
What was that?
Let's blame Barsha.
When I got together with him, I broke my brake pedal off, so I didn't have any brakes. Oh, okay. So, and it took me three or four laps to kind of get the lines dialed in and like settle into the corners, because in the mud you need to be able to slide into the turns and stuff. And so, actually, I passed Ken Roczen without back brakes in a moto.
For the record.
For the record. He got me back like half a lap later. But I tried to settle into a pace and just ride, not make any mistakes, and that's what I was doing. I was catching up to Tamita, who was in ninth. And, just slight, you know, miscue, and couldn't check up over that roller, and I got offline, and it was slick, and my bars knifed, and it just cartwheeled me.
You hadn't hit Barsha, you come out fourth, third, or whatever it was, and the whole moto might have changed for you. You might be on the podium overall.
Yeah, I thought about that when I got that, when I came around the second turn. I was like right behind Marv. I was like, holy shit. I was like, what am I doing? Yeah. Like, what is going on here? And Barsha came by me just on the rev limiter, just bouncing off. I was like, I know he's going down sometime this lap. Yeah. You can't ride these conditions like that, like straight away, you know? Like, you gotta. But he was making it work. He was going fast. But he got whiskey throttle, and he went at Tomac that direction. Then he just all of a sudden, like, side-saddled his bike and then tried to save it and went directly at me. And I was like, oh.
Look, the mud helped you. You're a great rider. But regardless, the first practice, you're 12th. I think you were 12th after the first practice. Like, you showed some really good speed when it wasn't a muddy mess. Like, nice work.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. I think that's where, realistically, like, obviously this doesn't change my expectations at all. You know, I got lucky today, riding the mud, not all the time, but, you know, I'm familiar with it, and I'm a good rider in it. So,
12th is no joke, qualifying 12th, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And, I wasn't fast. I think I was 3 seconds off of Marv, so I was happy with that. And, yeah, I think realistically, just because I got sixth in a moto, I'm not any better than I'm not a top 10 guy, I don't feel like, truly, without a little bit of luck. But I feel like I can hang around the, you know, 8th to 15th mark for, you know, just have to see how the moto plays out and with the start and stuff. But, I feel like I got the speed to be competitive up there. But, this is first race in 10 years on a motocross track, like a real race, and on the biggest level there is. So the nerves were there. I was super had anxiety last night. I could barely go to sleep, just nervous and excited and all the emotions that go along with it. And it was a great day. It started off, once I got that first practice out of the way, I was like, whew. You know, because I ride with these guys during the week and I know where my speed is, but do I really believe I can do it like at the race and be that guy? And I'd show myself I could. I just needed a, you know, reassurance that I, you know, can do what I do practicing. Yeah. So
I got a tweet about, there's a GNCC at Unadilla, but I rode the GNCC here. You use like three corners and two sections, so calm down, everybody. It's not like you're out there motoring on this track.
Yeah, for sure. And it's way different. I mean, it's like glass out there from the quads. So it's the jump faces are way steeper on pro day too. I just caught me off guard on press day. I was like, wow. It's like, but it's cool. Like, I don't mind that. But it's completely different animal trends. Yeah. Like, both ways, you know, from this to off-road.
So how much different is your bike setup from what you race GNCC? Obviously, you know, I don't know, did they put a big motor in it? Did they stiffen up suspension? I don't even know. How much different was it?
The only it's easier to put it this way. The only thing the same from this bike to my GNCC bike is the fan on the radiator.
Oh, really? Is that different?
It's so much different. I mean, so I raced a 350 in GNCC. You know, we put a bunch of aftermarket parts on for reliability issues. So my bike, my 350 dry, weighs as much as my 450 here did after the first moto. So the weight difference is huge. It's crazy. And then the suspension's obviously, you know, it's way softer. Way softer, not as rigid, really forgivable, forgiving. And there's no comparison at all, really. It takes a lot for me to get used to riding this thing because it's so rigid and you got to be so precise, because when you do make a mistake, like, it's exaggerated almost.
How hard was it? Look, you haven't clinched a GNCC. You got a nice lead, but you haven't clinched it. Was it hard to talk KTM into letting you do these? I'll admit, I was surprised that they would let you do this.
No, I mean, my boss, Antti, he's a realist kind of person. I mean, he doesn't want me to, you know, go out here and wish me to get hurt. But, I mean, it could happen anywhere. I mean, you just got to think with that attitude. It's a dirt bike race. It's a dirt bikes in general. I mean, I could, you know, crash practice him next week and it'd be done like that. So why deny a guy an opportunity to live out his goals? Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for making this whole week interesting, from the Pulpamex fantasy talk to you racing, riding. Oh, you did?
I listened to it.
Can you believe we had one guy that said, if you qualify?
I know. That's what I thought. I was like, and he had me second-guess myself. I was like, damn. I was like, can I really qualify? I was like, I think I can qualify.
I'm like, look, he walks into qualifying. I don't know how his motos go, but I don't think he has any. He was drunk. He had to have been drunk or high.
How many points I score net you guys?
Oh, you still did pretty good because you got fixed 50. You maxed out in Moto 1, and then you still got 7 or 8 for Moto 2. So 57 points. It was a low-scoring day for everybody, so you actually did pretty well. Problem is now you've showed your speed. So for Buds, you might not be that good of a pick anymore because you showed speed.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah. I'm a junk pick now. Don't pick me.
Right. Well, hey, like I said, thanks for making the whole thing interesting, and it was an incredible ride, and nice work, and let's see it. Buds, that'll be awesome to see you go up there again.
Yeah, that's the plan as of right now. We'll have to see how this week goes in my elbow and riding and stuff, because I know if I'm not riding, Alden's not going to want to send me up there. Just, you know, I just got to have a lot of time on the bike and be prepared.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks.